All right, everyone, get ready, because today we are going deep into the world of latex fashion.
Latex fashion.
Yeah, you heard that right. Latex. It's way more interesting than you might think.
Definitely a lot to unpack there.
It really is. And to help us with this deep dive, we're going to be focusing on a designer named Josh Champion.
Oh, yeah. Josh Champion, the creator of Magpie Latex.
Exactly. We found a really awesome interview with him over at Latex 247.
Oh, nice.
And let me tell you, his story is fascinating.
Yeah, really, really fascinating.
I mean, talk about an unusual career path.
Oh, for sure.
He goes from like studying bass guitar to becoming a self-taught latex fashion designer.
That is quite the leap.
Yeah, a total left turn, but, you know, in a good way, in a brilliant way, you know.
Yeah.
And the interview talks about, you know, how he first kind of got exposed to latex. It was through these events like Torture Garden.
Okay.
And he was part of like these online communities. So
right, yeah.
These are all places where, you know, latex is often associated with like a more edgy aesthetic.
For sure. More club wear.
Club wear.
Exactly. More alternative.
Exactly. Yeah. And those early exposures really planted a seed for him.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Even though his journey took, you know, some unexpected turns along the way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of unexpected turns.
Yeah.
He had a near-death experience.
Wow.
Which, I mean, that'll change your perspective for sure.
Sure.
He says that that's what, you know, led him to explore new forms of expression.
I can see that. Definitely.
And that's when he really started getting into latex as like a creative outlet.
Oh, interesting.
You know, it makes you think about like how our own experiences shape our creative paths.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, those moments in your own life that like totally pushed you in a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I find really fascinating is how Champion describes his attraction to latex.
Okay.
It's not just about the look. It's about, like, the whole sensory experience, right?
Mm, yeah.
He talks about those, you know, sharp finishes, the way it feels to touch and to work with.
Mm.
It's almost like he's creating sculptures you can wear.
Yeah.
And actually, this reminds me, he mentions having synesthesia.
Synesthesia.
You know, where he sees the world in, like, patterns and shapes.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Do you think that plays into how he designs with latex?
Absolutely. I think his synesthesia adds, like, a whole other dimension to his work.
And it's like, imagine seeing swirls of color or feeling textures just by looking at a garment.
Yeah, that would be wild.
Right.
You know, just imagine.
It's like a whole, like, built-in design advantage.
Totally.
When it comes to working with a material that's so tactile.
For sure. He's not just designing for the eyes. You know, he's designing for all the senses.
Okay, so let's talk about some of his inspirations.
Oh, yeah.
The article mentions a bunch of big names in latex fashion,
mm-hmm.
starting with Dane Henderson.
Dane Henderson, okay.
Those, like, incredible inflatable latex designs.
Oh, yeah, those are amazing.
So out there, right? Yeah. Really pushing the boundaries of what you can do with latex.
Absolutely.
Champion talks about their devilish presence.
That's a good way to put it.
Which, you know, really captures that sense of, like, pushing against the ordinary.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And then, you know, we've got Nick Jones.
Ah, Nick Jones.
Like a total legend in the latex fashion world.
Yeah, definitely.
Who actually mentored Champion early on.
Oh, well, that's great.
Talk about, like, learning from the best, right?
It's
not just about the technique. It's like understanding, you know, all the nuances of the material, the culture surrounding it.
Right, like a guide, like a mentor.
It's like having a guide through a whole other world, you know?
Yeah.
He also mentions being inspired by designers like Avellano.
Avellano, okay.
Known for that, like, really futuristic style.
Yeah, very cool, very futuristic.
And then there's Elisa Poppy.
Elisa Poppy.
Who's got a much, like, cleaner, minimalist approach.
Okay, yeah.
To latex.
So different approaches.
So different.
Yeah.
Which is what's so cool about latex fashion.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's not just one look. It's not just one type of person, right?
For sure.
And get this, he even cites Daniel Roseberry's work.
Oh, wow.
For Schiaparelli.
Okay.
As an influence.
Interesting.
Especially those, like, surrealist shapes and oversized shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily think of high fashion couture when you think of latex.
Yeah.
But Champion sees those connections. Mm-hmm. So it's like he's drawing from all these different sources, which makes his work so unique.
Right.
And all of these influences kind of come together in his debut collection, Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons. Hmm. That's an interesting title.
It really is.
What do you think it means?
Well, you know, it kind of hints at this theme of, like, duality that runs through all his work.
Okay.
It's just like that yin and yang energy, you know?
Right.
Finding, like, harmony and opposites.
Interesting.
Which actually connects back to the Magpie brand name itself.
Okay. How so?
So magpies, right? They're these black and white birds, often associated with like shiny objects. It's like he's saying, I'm drawn to both, like the dark and the light.
The beautiful and the unexpected.
Exactly.
Very cool.
It's such a cool concept, and you can really see it reflected in each piece of the Angels and Demons collection.
Okay, let's talk about some of those specific pieces.
All right, so first up, we have the Devil Dress.
The Devil Dress, okay.
I mean, the name alone is enough to, you know, grab your attention.
Yeah.
But when you see it, it's even more striking.
Really?
It's inspired by the Devil Tarot card.
I see.
With these like interwoven chains that symbolize the duality of good and evil.
Oh, wow. I love that he brings in those deeper meanings.
Yeah.
It elevates the design.
It makes you think.
For sure. Then there's the Nails Dress.
Nails Dress. Okay.
Which is honestly like one of the most daring pieces I've ever seen.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
It's this translucent latex dress with a cross design that actually frames the nipples.
Oh, wow. That's a statement.
It's a bold statement. Yeah, definitely challenging traditional notions of modesty, especially within a religious context.
Right. It's like he's reclaiming the body and celebrating it.
Right.
In a way that's both provocative and empowering.
Definitely. I bet that piece sparked some interesting conversations.
Oh, I'm sure.
What else stood out to you?
Okay, you have got to hear about the cuff bag.
Cuff bag? All right, I'm listening.
It's a handbag that transforms into handcuffs.
Wait, what?
I know.
A handbag that turns into handcuffs.
That's amazing, right?
That is so creative. I love it.
He's really playing with these, like, unexpected juxtapositions, right?
Absolutely.
It's like blending practicality with a touch of playfulness.
Playfulness, yeah, for sure.
So we've got these incredibly creative designs. But where does Champion see magpie latex, you know, fitting into the larger fashion world?
Right. Where does he see it going?
Yeah, because he's not content with just designing for like a niche audience.
Yeah.
He wants to bridge the gap between club wear and everyday outfits.
Oh, interesting.
You know, make latex more accessible.
Mm-hmm. Dev everyone.
He shared this anecdote about a woman who wore his latex tennis skirt to play golf.
To play golf. Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's great.
Talk about pushing boundaries.
I love that.
So it shows that latex can be versatile, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be confined to a specific scene or occasion.
Totally. It really challenges those preconceived notions we have.
Right. So is Champion onto something here? Is latex fashion really on the verge of going mainstream?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
It's definitely gaining traction. We are seeing it more on the runways, red carpets.
Yeah.
You know, designers like Tom Brown, Rick Owens, Maison Margiela.
Big names.
Yeah, they've all used it.
And, you know, celebrities are always a good indicator of upcoming trends.
Right.
So if they're embracing latex, the rest of the world might not be too far behind.
I think you're right.
Right.
Yeah, but there are definitely some challenges.
Yeah.
Mass producing latex while maintaining the quality and care it requires, that's a hurdle.
Right.
You know, it's not a material that you can just churn out on a large scale.
It's got that, like, handcrafted quality to it,
right? Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not your typical fast fashion material.
No, not at all.
So the question is, can Champion succeed in this mission to bridge the gap between, you know, niche and mainstream?
Right. Can he make it more accessible?
Yeah. And can he do that while maintaining the integrity of the material?
It's tough. We'll see.
Big questions. But before we get to those, let's take a closer look at Champion's overall design philosophy.
Okay.
And what drives his creative process, you know? What are some of the key themes that stand out to you?
Yeah, let's dive into that. You know, before the break, we were talking about Champion's goal of really making latex mainstream.
Yeah, yeah.
But what really stood out to me was his design philosophy.
Yeah, he's got that knack for blending, like, seemingly opposite ideas.
Okay.
You know, darkness and light, practicality, and that touch of the outlandish.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that cuff bag.
With the cuff bag.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Functional handbag. That can also become a playful statement piece.
It's so clever. It's so fun.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, you know, what other everyday objects could he transform with latex?
Yeah, what else?
I don't know. Maybe a latex grocery bag that turns into a chic raincoat.
Ooh, I like it.
Something like that.
That's a good idea.
You know, it's also fascinating how Champion's personal experiences have, like, shaped his journey.
Right.
That near-death experience he talked about clearly had a profound impact on him.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's like it opened him up to this new way of seeing the world.
Yeah, a new perspective.
Yeah, and expressing himself through his art.
Right.
You know, it adds like a whole other layer of depth.
Yeah, I
agree. To his work. It's not just about fashion.
It's about more than fashion.
Yeah, it's about exploring like the human experience.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what makes his designs so compelling, you know?
Simply.
They invite us to question our perceptions, embrace the unexpected. So we've established that Champion has this unique vision, tons of talent.
Yeah.
But can latex fashion really break into the mainstream?
Right. That's the big question.
Of like, what are the hurdles?
What are the challenges?
Yeah. What are the things he might face?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges is perception.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, latex still has that little bit of a stigma.
Yeah. It's not exactly what you'd picture someone wearing to, I don't know, like the office.
Yeah. Or a family gathering.
Exactly. Not yet, anyway.
Right, not yet.
But, you know, that's the stereotype Champion is trying to break down.
Yeah, and he's not alone.
And he's not alone.
There are a lot of designers who are experimenting with latex.
Yeah.
Like, remember that tennis skirt?
Yes.
It ended up on the golf course.
That's a perfect example.
It really is.
It shows that latex can be versatile, adaptable to different settings.
Yeah, totally.
So do you think seeing, you know, those big names like Tom Brown, mm-hmm. Rick Owens, Maison Margiela using latex, do you think that'll help shift public opinion?
I think it helps to have those big names.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Behind a material.
Yeah, for sure.
It gives it legitimacy.
Right.
You know, and then that can trickle down.
Okay.
But let's be real. There's also the practicality factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Latex requires some special care.
For sure.
You know, it's not like...
You can't just throw it in the washing machine.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
It's delicate.
Yeah.
But it's not as fussy as you might think.
Okay.
Like, just think of it like a fine leather jacket.
Right.
You know?
You got to take care of it.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't just, you know, toss it in the wash either.
So how would you explain, like, caring for latex to someone who's completely new to it?
Okay. Well, first of all, don't panic.
Right.
It's not as complicated as it seems.
Okay, good.
The key is just to avoid, you know, harsh chemicals,
right.
Extreme temperatures,
mm-hmm.
Gentle hand washing with like a mild soap.
Got it.
Is usually best.
Okay.
And always store your latex garments properly.
Right.
To prevent any damage.
So not that scary.
Not at all.
It's all about understanding the material.
Exactly.
Treating it with respect.
Yeah. And as the demand for latex grows,
mm-hmm.
We're seeing advancements in technology.
Right.
New blends and finishes are being developed.
Okay.
That are more durable.
That makes sense.
Easier to care for.
Yeah. You know, maybe one day we'll have latex that's as easy to wash and wear as your favorite t-shirt.
Right.
That would be a game changer.
That would be amazing.
Imagine latex t-shirts and jeans becoming, you know, everyday staples.
I know. Yeah. Be a mess.
Okay. So we've talked about perception and practicality.
Yeah.
What about the environmental impact of latex fashion?
Mm, that's a good question.
Because we know the material itself is natural, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Derived from rubber trees.
Yeah.
But is it truly sustainable?
That's a tough question. And the answer isn't always straightforward.
Yeah.
While latex is a renewable resource,
okay.
The production process can vary a lot. You know, in terms of its environmental footprint.
Okay, so what should people look for if they want to make, like, eco-conscious choices?
I think it's all about transparency.
Okay.
Look for brands that are open about their sourcing and their manufacturing processes.
Right.
Are they using sustainably harvested rubber?
Okay.
Are they minimizing water and energy use?
Right. So it's about doing your research, supporting brands that align with your values.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about, like, the people who actually wear latex.
Yeah, the wearers.
What's the appeal?
Why do they love it?
Yeah, what does it feel like to actually put on a latex garment?
Okay, so imagine slipping into something that hugs your body,
mm-hmm.
like a second skin.
Okay.
Latex can enhance your curves.
Yeah.
Smooth your silhouette.
Yeah.
Create a sense of sleekness.
I've heard people describe it as feeling both powerful and sensual.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a fabric that blends into the background.
No, it stands out. It commands attention. It exudes confidence.
And it can even be, you know, a little provocative.
A little bit.
Yeah, for some people, it's about, like, embracing their sexuality
mm-hmm.
and exploring, you know, different aspects of their personality.
Right.
It's almost like stepping into an alter ego.
It's like a transformation.
Yeah, like a more daring, uninhibited version of yourself.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It's about pushing boundaries.
Challenging norms.
Yeah, but it's also about having fun.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Feeling good in your own skin.
Right. So it's not just about the look. It's about the whole experience and the feeling, the transformation. Right.
Yeah.
It's about owning your individuality and expressing it.
In a bold way.
In a bold way.
Yeah, I love that.
And that's what makes latex fashion so fascinating.
Totally.
It's not just about clothes.
It's about so much more.
It's about, like, empowerment.
Yeah, self-discovery.
Self-discovery, embracing your unique style. As we've been talking about Josh Champion and Magpie Latex,
mm-hmm.
it's like his story kind of mirrors the evolution of latex fashion itself, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
He starts out exploring it in these, like, more niche communities.
Right, yeah.
And now he's, you know, trying to bring it to the mainstream.
Yeah.
And it's like latex is starting to break free from those old stereotypes.
Absolutely, you know?
It makes you wonder, like, is that what's drawing more people to latex these days?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not just about the look.
Yeah, it's more than that.
It's about, like, being part of this movement, you know?
Right.
This movement towards self-expression
mm-hmm.
and challenging the status quo.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There's like a sense of empowerment that comes with wearing latex.
Definitely. Like you're making a statement.
It's like saying, I'm not afraid to be bold. I'm not afraid to stand out.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like we think of fashion as, you know, being superficial sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like one of the most personal and powerful forms of self-expression, right?
Totally. It says a lot about you.
What we choose to wear, it can reflect our mood.
Our personality.
Yeah, even our values.
Our values, yeah.
And latex has this added layer of, like, confidence, right?
Definitely.
Transformation.
Transformation, yeah.
We talked about, you know, latex's connection to a more sensual aesthetic.
Mm.
Do you think that's evolving as it becomes more mainstream?
That's a good question. You know,
yeah.
On one hand, you have designers like Champion who are intentionally making pieces that can be worn every day.
Right.
Like that tennis skirt.
The tennis skirt, yeah.
Like they're saying latex can be chic. It can be sophisticated.
Yeah.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
Opens up so many possibilities, really.
So many possibilities, yeah.
But then, you know, there's also the argument for, like, honoring the history.
Mm, yeah.
You know, within those communities where it has been celebrated for its sensuality.
Right.
It's a tough balance.
Yeah, it is a delicate balance.
Like respecting the roots of latex fashion.
Yeah.
But also embracing its evolution.
Right.
Allowing it to be, like, reinterpreted.
Yeah. It's like with any art form, really,
mm-hmm.
there's that push and pull between mm-hmm. tradition and innovation.
So if someone's out there listening to this
yeah.
and thinking, okay, this all sounds interesting, but is latex for me?
Yeah. What would you say?
What would you say?
I would say, don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
Fashion is all about playing, having fun.
Right.
If you're curious, try it out.
Yeah, start small. See where it takes you.
Maybe a top, a skirt.
Some accessories.
Yeah, or if you end up on the golf course in a latex dress, more power to you.
More power to you. I love that.
I love it.
You know, this deep dive has been such an eye-opener for me.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I was always kind of intrigued by latex, mm-hmm. but I never really, like, understood it.
The depth. Yeah.
Until now.
It's amazing what one material can do.
It's amazing how one material can, like, spark all these conversations, right?
Oh, totally.
About art, culture, identity.
And self-expression.
It really is.
It really is.
About challenging norms, pushing boundaries.
Totally.
Who knows? Maybe we'll all be rocking a little bit of latex in the future.
Maybe.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into latex fashion.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you're inspired to, you know, explore new possibilities, embrace your own unique style.
Yeah, express yourselves.
Until next time, keep diving deep.